And the first question is, and in your case, you're a small business operator, you're entrepreneurs. The pandemic has affected you on two levels. One, the personal level, with yourselves, family, and so on. But as a business, you've also got customers and staff to worry about. So how has this impacted you over the, 13 months now that we've had this?
We kind of, as the business owners, we kind of sympathize with the rest of the businesses. Yes, we're having lots of successes, but for us, it's kind of we're saddened by that because our friends and other businesses are struggling, and it's not quite the level playing field that we're used to, right, with all the different restrictions and whatnot. So that we kind of take, we struggle with, we understand their struggles anyway. And, you know, with that, we did do a lot of supporting of the local businesses to reward our staff, right? So like our Christmas party, we couldn't have the traditional gathering for staff, right? So we kind of made a bit of a change to that, and you know, all the gifts that we bought were from local businesses and that, so just to kind of support them and reward our staff at the same time. So
yep, so we also supported like Butter Me Up and Campbell's and different restaurants in town by just going out and making sure that we supported them and bought gifts for our staff from them, just to, so that they understand that the money is staying local as best as we can.
Now, the over the past year, you've mentioned some of the things that you've done to handle it. How has life changed for you? There's adaptation and improvisation that you've had to go through over the past year just to maintain a safe working environment.
So we've done a lot of work with our staff, and it's ongoing to make sure that our store provides the same consistent message out there to our community, with how we approach people, really understanding that every single person is going through something different during these times, and how we relate with our customers, with the heightened sense of cleaning in our stores, how we approach that has changed, and just really empathizing with our employees, what they need as well, because they all have young children, and looking at how they go to school, really trying to work schedules with them and matching it with what we need in our community and customers' needs as well. So that's been some adjustments there. We've also had to adjust many times daily to the new rules and guidelines that are put forth to us. So staying on top of conference calls and receiving the information, and then communicating that back with our staff, that has been a real efforts over the last year, and how we communicate with staff.
Yeah, because when we first started this, you know, way back, I don't know, it's been over a year now, right? So, you know, at the beginning, there was rules changing. You know, nobody knew. This is the word unprecedented was used, and, you know, it truly is, right? We've never done this before, so the rules and the learnings were new daily, and daily conference calls trying to manage that. And, you know, the government deemed us essential, and we held on to that and said, you know, if they're going to call us essential, well, we got to be essential here. We have to find the right things that people are looking for. We have to, you know, the toilet paper crisis. We had to, you know, try to get hold of any kind of toilet paper we could get, and that's the major change of the year. Kind of not quite the same business as usual aspect, but business as unusual.
Over the 13-month period, what's been one of the other big challenges that you've had to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
A lot of things come from over not just full products, but ingredients to make products for not only the things that we make in store, but for the things that are made by the companies that we sell, right? Crackers and chips. Well, chips we didn't seem to have a problem with, but you know, we were just to secure products that in normal times people wanted was very difficult. And not only that, keeping up with the standards that we pre-COVID wanted to keep, you know, in terms of availability of products, in terms of like even just neatness down the aisles. That was a challenge to stay somewhat normal in an unnormal sort of time. Those were very challenging.
Yeah.
And that again boils down to the community really understanding these aren't normal times, and we're slowly getting there. They understood that, hey, I like this kind of soup, but it's not available right now, and I get it. I'll buy this kind of soup or whatever. They really understood it, and we didn't have a whole lot of issues that way. So again, so thankful for the town of Elmer.
Now we've talked about challenge. Last question here: is there something? It's hard to say being proud of in the middle of a pandemic, but is there an accomplishment that you feel, let's say, satisfaction that's really helped you weather this storm?
Yep. So Martin talked a lot about the community, and that is tied with our employees. We are so proud of our employees. They all stepped up. They took on new. They said, okay, train me on this, or I'll take on this task. And they took extra hours, and they were here for us. There's no way that we could have done any of this without them. We are really, really proud of our employees, along with the community, and how they handled this. It was very warming and moving to see how everybody stepped up and volunteered and asked, okay, I can take this off someone's plate, show me how to do it, and I'll do it. And they did, and we didn't have to go back and follow up on it. They were truly amazing, which makes us very strong in within the store. We were also able to adapt quite quickly, and we had to modify our delivery service. So we saw a huge demand for delivery in town. So we created our own online service and deliveries, and we still do that to this day. Every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Martin and I personally delivered these groceries to the people who have legitimate concerns, and everybody has their own reasons for wanting the delivery service, and we are happy to accommodate that, for sure.
We feel honored to be part of it, and to be honest with you, we can't end this without saying thank you to MyFM, because they've been there every step of the way too. So we really appreciate the support that MyFM has given us as well. You are very community driven as well, and that's important to us.